Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 21st anniversary in a couple of months. He's the president of Business Solutions. He's the author of Instant Profits. He's the author of Profit Improvement Executive Analysis. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. So many different ways for you to be more profitable. You're starting to get the picture, right? He's Mr. Profit. He is the Profit Pro. He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always great to be here with you.
And he's also become, around here we call him Mr. Score, because he is so heavily involved in the Score organization and doing such a great job over there. We're really proud of what he's doing over there. Steve, I'm glad you're here. Thank you again for being here. The economy finally, you know, picked up after a lost decade of doldrums in the low 2%, below 2%, sometimes negative in certain quarters. Over almost a decade, finally, in the last couple of years, we've had a good economy, and just about the time the party gets going good, between the Fed and Wall Street, they're acting like they're going to take the punch bowl away. So we got to be prepared for whatever happens, don't we?
Well, Jim, cycles are just a natural part of our business. We seem to be, over the last 100 years or so, in growth mode about 75% of the time, and about a quarter of the time we're in a contraction mode.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has been smart enough to figure out how to prevent those contractions. It's just the way nature balances things out.
Well, it's been interesting to me, Steve, if we could talk about the concept a little bit. I think it might help people who don't have the tenure that you and I have, is that I remember recessions when it was caused by the supply chain, by elasticity and contraction in the supply chain, right? Certain things happen and people stop buying and the supply chain would get all bollocked up, and then you'd have a recession. That's back when the marketplace wasn't as global, when you didn't have as quick a communication. And we didn't have the systems. We didn't have just-in-time inventory, for one thing. We had just-in-case inventory back in those days. But those were pretty nuts-and-bolts kinds of recessions and contractions. Today, they're being and you and I on Main Street, we were more a part of that oftentimes. But today, with the current systems, the current fluctuations in the marketplace, it could be something that's completely out of our realm. That causes some of these things, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, this what's stacking up to be a tariff war between the United States and China is totally out of the populace control at this point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's having huge, widespread impact on quite a number of businesses. And I think we're just beginning the early stages of finding out how that's really going to impact individual businesses and the national economy.
But there are a lot of different things.
Uncertainty.
The point that I wanted to make, main thing I wanted to make across here, Steve, is that even though we can't influence some of those like we might could have at one point in time earlier on, today we still have to gird our loins. We still have to prepare for whatever might happen, and that's what you're here to talk to us about today. And so what's the first best thing?
That's exactly right, Jim. Well, the first thing is you've got to keep your head out of the sand. You've got to see what's going on around you and not assume that just we're in a growth mode at this point, is in fact going to continue at the same rate. So good business practice says take a look at what your business consists of at this point. Who are your customers? Which ones generate the better margins for you? Which ones generate the lower margins? Which are the riskiest clients that you have? And figure out a plan for how you would optimize your business levels and operations and even your customer base to accommodate a slowdown in your business.
Well, and also the thing to do with customers, one of the things I'm encouraging people to do is go talk to them and find out what what's happening with them. See, let them be one of your gauges. If you're getting nervous and you go calling your customers and they're not nervous at all, maybe you're looking at the wrong gauge, right, Steve, or vice versa. Maybe you're a happy camper and they're worried about stuff. You need to make those comparisons. And we're going to talk more about this with our good friend Steve Martin after the break. Tony Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.